Opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Time with Toto with your host, James Toto.
Good Saturday morning. Today is April 10th, 2021, and welcome to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. This half-hour show is dedicated to our veterans and issues that involve them. Local news here in Atlantic County and the surrounding areas, news happening in the great taxation state of New Jersey, and national and international news and how it will impact us here, both as a state and nation. You can follow me on Facebook and YouTube at Time with Toto. Please post any comments either for or against and why you have that position. My point of view comes from a middle-of-the-road point of view that is just a few clicks to the right. I believe that the government and the legislators are there to serve the people, not the other way around. There is no such thing as a free lunch, so when people talk about government handing out money, that money comes from taxes. The more taxes we have, the more restrictive the government is on our freedoms, and we become reliant on government programs. Please go to Time with Toto and let me know what you think in a clear and common sense fashion. I'm just a working class guy, a blue collar worker, and I would like to think that I represent a common sense logic that most people have. If you agree or disagree, let me know at Time with Toto, since this is our voice and common sense discussions lead to common sense solutions. As my wife says, either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. And jumping right into news here in Atlantic County, specifically Atlantic City in regards to veterans, the New Jersey Casino Control Commission and the American Legion are hosting a Veterans Casino Career Fair on Thursday, April 22nd, 2021, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event will be held outside in the commission's parking lot to provide for necessary COVID-19 mitigation protocols, and masks will be required for those in attendance. Each of the 9 licensed casinos in Atlantic City are participating, and approximately 1,800 full and part-time positions are currently available. This will be the third veterans-focused jobs fair hosted by the Casino Control Commission and the American Legion, although last year's event was canceled due to the pandemic. I am very happy to be able to host this event outside under several tents and look forward to its success, says James T. Plousis, chairman of the New Jersey Casino Control Commission. Atlantic City and the casino industry here are well positioned for the coming summer months in compliance with Governor Murphy's mitigation directives and hopefully improving health conditions, he added. Veterans are encouraged to bring resumes to the event and be prepared to interact directly with the hiring representatives that will be on site. Registration at www.njccc.gov/vets is encouraged but not required, and walk-ins are welcome. And as always, we have two very good representatives through the VA here in Atlantic County in South Jersey. One is Patrick Carney. His cell phone number, or his phone number rather, is 302-358-9736. And Jackie Hinker, her phone number is 302-304-5509. They're both great representatives of the VA, and they will help guide you along if you have any kinds of questions. We do have VA offices here in Northfield, Rio Grande, or Vineland. If you do know a veteran that is in crisis, please go on their website for www.veteranscrisisline.net, or you can call them at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for vets. That crisis line number again is 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for vets. Or you could text 838-255. So if you know a veteran that does need help, please contact them as soon as possible. Also, a special vaccination event is planned for Atlantic County this weekend. As the COVID-19 vaccination supply is abundant, local veterans, their spouses, and caregivers can get their shots this Saturday in Northfield. That is today. David Vinokurov, Community Outreach Specialist for South Jersey Gas, says the vaccination event will take place this Saturday, today, April 10th, at the Atlantic County Veterans Affairs Community-Based Outpatient Clinic, 1909 New Road in Northfield, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Saves Lives Act of 2021 gave VA authority to offer COVID-19 vaccines based on availability. So please, if you do have someone that is in need of the shot, these are the basis for availability. All veterans, anyone who served the United States military is eligible. Spouses and surviving spouses of veterans. Caregivers of veterans for COVID-19 vaccine eligibility. We define a caregiver as a family member or friend who provides care to a veteran. Recipients of Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, or CHAMFA, benefits. Pre-registration for the event is taking place at the clinic, and the vets and their spouses and caregivers are encouraged to pre-register, but is not necessary. It's expected there will be some walk-in availability as well, although the amount of walk-in availability is unknown. While this event is happening, the Atlantic City Megasite at the Atlantic City Convention Center continues to open up the vaccination window. Now anyone 16 years old or older can register to receive the vaccine. Thank you for joining us this morning here. I'm James Toto. We'll be right back.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Ashley Home Store's having an anniversary sale. Now get 50% off living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and accents. Plus, get the guaranteed lowest prices on America's top mattress brands. Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Simmons, Beautyrest Black, iComfort, Ashley Sleep, and Tempur-Pedic. Get free full-service local delivery and up to 60 months interest-free, both with minimum purchase. Visit one of our Philly or South Jersey Ashley Home Stores. Excludes Maple Shade, New Jersey, and Warminster, PA.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. And in news happening here in and around Atlantic County, police in Atlantic City say one man was wounded during a shooting early Wednesday morning in the city, and the suspect was arrested in Summers Point. Just after 4 a.m. Wednesday, Atlantic City police officers responded to the first block of South Bellevue Avenue after they received a report about a man having been shot, according to a press release. Authorities say they located the victim, a 21-year-old man from Atlantic City, suffering from a gunshot wound to his leg that was bleeding heavily. Two officers, Officer Brandon Bauer and Matthew Talavera, began to provide medical aid to the victim. One officer applied a tourniquet to slow the bleeding, and the victim was taken to Atlantic Care Regional Medical Center City Division for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. ACPD says detectives of the Violent Crimes Unit began to investigate the incident. They were alerted to a man, Ricky Hill II, arrived at a Shore Medical Center in Summers Point, New Jersey, with a gunshot wound. During the investigation, detectives determined that Hill was responsible for shooting the victim. He was arrested at the medical center. 36-year-old Ricky Hill II of Atlantic City was charged with aggravated assault, unlawful possession of a weapon for unlawful purpose, and certain person not to possess a weapon. Hill was remanded to the Atlantic County Justice Facility, and anyone with information about this incident is urged to contact the Atlantic City Police Department's Violent Crimes Unit at 609-347-5766. And in an article on the WPG Talk Radio app, in an article by Joe Kelly, police in Absecon are looking for any possible witnesses to a hit-and-run accident that happened in the city earlier this week. Police say that just after 9 p.m. Monday, officers were called out to a possible accident on Linden Place near East Wyoming Avenue. There was a report that two people were seen running from the accident scene. An investigation determined that the car in question had left the road and struck another car that was parked in front of a house. The crash caused significant damage to the second car, and there were no injuries. Absecon police say they have been able to identify the driver of the car, and charges are pending. In the meantime, police are asking for anyone who may have seen the accident to come forward, and witnesses can call Absecon Police at 609-641-0667. And in an article by Heather DeLuca, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission has been handling a majority of its services through its website. Now, the MVC is making changes to increase those online services and better serve the public. The New Jersey MVC reportedly does 75% of its business online now, according to Patch.com, and 40% more than pre-pandemic. MVC spokesperson William Connolly tells Patch.com, "We at the MVC add thousands of appointments daily to our nearly 40 agency locations throughout the state. Appointments are now only needed for a handful of services now. More services available online probably come as a relief to many New Jersey motorists who've endured long lines at MVC or not been able to get to visit at all, as 10 locations are currently closed due to employees contracting coronavirus. Approximately 30 MVC services are now available at njmvc.org. According to most renewals for licenses and registrations, according to patch.com. However, MVC recommends customers check in with the agency first to see if the service they seek is available online before trying to schedule an appointment for an in-person visit. All of the closed MVC facilities will reportedly receive a full COVID-19 cleaning, and employees will be quarantined before any reopen. The three MVC locations in South Jersey currently closed due to COVID contamination are Delanco Licensing Center, Oakland Licensing Center, and the Cherry Hill Vehicle Center. For more information on what MVC services are available online, visit njmvc.org. And in news happening around the state of New Jersey, in an article by Matt Arco for NJ.com, New Jersey on Thursday reported another 3,758 cases of the coronavirus and an additional 35 deaths as the state topped 5 million total vaccine doses administered with nearly 2 million fully vaccinated. Now, Governor Murphy announced the latest update in the outbreak on social media. New Jersey's 7-day average for the confirmed cases is 3,424, down 18% from a week ago, but up 26% from a month ago. Officials have warned that a surge in cases from variants that are more easily transmissible is likely driving the recent infections. Murphy loosened restrictions on indoor high school and youth sporting events Wednesday to make sure more parents can see their kids play by removing the 150-person limit on indoor practices and games, though all venues are still barred from exceeding 35% of the room's total capacity. He also announced grocery stores and some other retail businesses that were forced to shut down self-service food stations like buffets and salad bars can now open them up again. The state's 71 hospitals reported 2,378 patients as of Wednesday night, up 3 people from the day before, and the highest number since February 15th. But that's still well below the recent high of 3,873 on December 22nd. And the governor also said that on Wednesday that he will get his shot yesterday, Friday, during a tour of Atlantic City's megasite. The state's rate of transmission is 1.02, down steadily from 1.04 on Wednesday and 1.06 on Tuesday and 1.07 on Monday. Any number over 1 indicates that the outbreak is growing, with each new case leading to at least one other case. The declining transmission rate means the spread is slowing. Also, the report goes on to state that the state of 9.2 million people has reported 24,783 residents have died from complications related to COVID-19, and 22,210 confirmed deaths and 2,573 fatalities considered probable. The probable deaths, which are revised weekly, increased by 5 on Wednesday. Now, what do all those numbers mean? It means that basically these are possible or probable. Probability and possibility, two completely different things. That out of 9.2 million people, 24,783 residents have died from complications related to COVID-19, and these fatalities are considered probable. The probable deaths, which are revised weekly, increased by 5 on Wednesday. Now, what does that mean? It means that the percentages of you dying from COVID-19 are really, really low. That's basically what it means. And yet the state and the schools are still shut down, and the parents and the kids are wondering. Now, I know in speaking to several different kids that are out there, including my own, that they want to go back to school. That's what they want. And if we look at the things that are going on across the country between suicide, depression, and other problems that are arising from this virus, the kids want to go back to school. And it's a huge question that we really need to start asking our teachers and our school boards and the teachers union. I know that teachers want to go back, but the unions are the ones who are fighting them on this. So we really need to look at things, and New Jersey, we need to get on the ball, especially down here in Atlantic County, where our kids, you know, there are kids out there that really enjoy going to school and they want to be back in the classroom. And there are teachers who enjoy teaching and they want to teach. Let them do their job. And we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you for spending your time with Toto.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Some people are easily moved.
Wasn't that just the saddest movie ever?
Whatever. Others, not so much.
Oh, look at the puppies!
Just dogs, but smaller, so what? But even those who aren't easily moved...
Look, your long-lost brother's been found!
Oh, hi, Mike. ...can be moved by us. Yeah, we're that good.
Use Clark's Moving and Storage in Rio Grande for your next local or long-distance move. Visit Clark's Moving and Storage online at clarksmoving.net.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. Here on the national front, President Biden makes new moves on gun control and names an ATF boss. And who did Joe Biden pick for to lead the ATF? That's right, David Chipman. And gun rights groups are expressing concern over President Biden's decision to name gun control advocate David Chipman to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. White House on Wednesday confirmed Chipman, who was an ATF special agent for 25 years and serves as senior policy advisor to gun violence prevention groups Giffords, as the president's ATF pick. GOA is shocked at the brazen decision to nominate a registered anti-gun lobbyist to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Gun Owners of America Vice President Eric Pratt said in a statement to Fox News, David Chipman's anti-constitutional lobbying career clearly disqualifies him from holding public office. And Joe Biden knows he cannot beat gun owners in Congress. Instead, he's circumventing the legislative process to impose his own tyrannical by executive fiat, Pratt said. And in other things that are going on around the country, neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris have been down to the border. And it's kind of funny that Kamala Harris was put in charge of this whole fiasco that's down there. And yet she has not gone to the border to see the Kids in Cages. That's right, her very own private Kids in Cages show. And she has not been there yet to assess the situation and see what is really going on there. So our vice president, who is completely fallible, this whole thing, it's one of the biggest mistakes that we've made. And she's supposed to be in charge of this, and yet she's doing nothing down at the border. Now, even our own Homeland Security has said that, yes, we need to basically, and he said it's filling the gaps, he needs to complete the wall that's down there, because they're seeing the mistakes that that Joe Biden has made, and this whole fiasco that's down at the border needs to be corrected. They need to fill in the gaps in the wall, in other words, complete the wall and protect American citizens. And this is what's happening over in McAllen, Texas. James Langford was down there at the border, and this is the recording that he had.
Right down there. They'll show up down at that spot. They'll be able to walk through. They're picked up by Border Patrol here. They're organized. They get their name, their information. They'll go through a very basic screening where basically they're asked, do you feel well, kind of thing, with a basic screening. They'll get their name and information. If they have a child that's 6 years old or younger, or they're unaccompanied minor, but they can have, like, 10 people together that all say they're family, and if they have one child that's 5 or 6 years old, then all these folks will be released tonight into McAllen, Texas. Literally within a couple of hours from when they walk up from Mexico, they'll go through the basic processing here, and all these folks will be released into the United States tonight with what's called a notice to appear. It's a piece of paperwork saying you've got to show up at a court hearing. Some of those court hearings are 3 years later. So literally they're into the country for the next 3 years. So they'll walk up way down there. They'll come through some basic processing here, and you can see, I don't know how many are here right now. And then there's buses here at the end, and those buses will take them into the central part of McAllen, Texas, and they'll just be released at a bus station from there, and they can go anywhere in the country that they want to be able to go.
So that is Joe Biden's America. Can you imagine that? That's Joe Biden's America. It's absolutely insane. And our the president and vice president are doing nothing to protect our American citizens. This is a disgrace. So right now we have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden trying to divide our country. And right now, I think the most intelligent person that's out there, and you're going to think I'm crazy for saying this, is Sir Charles Barkley. This is his quote. This is the quote from Charles Barkley. "I think most white people and black people are great people. Politicians are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer." That is the quote from Charles Barkley. Wiser words have never been spoken better. Charles Barkley, God bless him, had a great career. He's a great commentator, absolutely hysterical to listen to. And I'll tell you what, I love this guy because you want to know it. He's exactly right. The politicians that are out there are so bad and so despicable that all they want to do is keep us fighting against each other. And right now, the United States need to be just that, united. We need to come together and get on the same page. It needs to be America first and foremost. Why we're spending over $86 million on illegal aliens coming into this country is beyond me, while homeless veterans sleep in the streets at night. It's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing and horrific. Joe Biden wanted to say that some of the gun laws that we have and some of the shootings that have happened during the week are embarrassing to other countries. Let me tell you something, Joe Biden. It's embarrassing when we're spending that kind of money on people that are here illegally, and yet our veterans, and it doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, whatever, you're a veteran, you should be housed and treated with respect that is due. That respect that has been earned. Because Joe Biden, you haven't done one thing to impress me in your over 40 some odd years of you getting paid by this country to do the right thing, and you haven't done it yet. We'll be right back after these messages.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Zero down payment, 0% financing, and $2,500 off MSRP on every 2021 Nissan Murano in stock.
Oh yeah, it's on at Matt Black Nissan.
The word is out. The all-new matte black Nissan and the all-new 2021 Nissan Rogue. Lease a loaded SV model. Just $269 per month with zero security deposit. Plus, matte black Nissan needs your trade. Even if you owe more than it's worth, pay zero down. Pay 0% financing and take $2,500 off MSRP on every new Nissan Murano in stock. Plus, our fast-track checkout. So bring any trade to matte black Nissan in Egg Harbor Township next to Home Depot or online at matteblacknissan.com.
Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle. Great qualifications exist. Not all will qualify. 0% APR financing based on 1667 per thousand borrowed. Offers can't be combined. Call 877-289-6670 or go to mattblattnissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 5/4/21.
It's on at Matt Blatt Nissan on the Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township.
Time with Toto. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. You know, if I sound as if I'm a little bit agitated, I'm beyond a little agitated. A friend of mine the other day, who's an Orthodox priest, stopped over my house the other day to have a brief conversation with me as to the state of affairs, what's going on, not only here in Atlantic County or the state of New Jersey, but the country and the direction that we're going. He's an older gentleman. He's in his late 60s. And he was talking about this whole woke America thing. This whole, he didn't understand what woke was. And I told him, I said, it is basically a group of people who are fighting against the very principles. Now, he and I are both veterans. He's from the Navy. I'm from the Army. The woke group is basically a group of people who are against all the things that we stood, raised our right hand, and said, this I will defend. The Constitution of the United States will defend our flag and will defend our freedoms. And this woke group, all they want to do is take away intelligent reading, take away any kind of intelligent media that's out there, because God forbid you promote the truth. They want to take away our weapons, the right to defend yourself. Because the last time I checked, an armed society is a polite society. Just look at the numbers across the country. Look at Chicago in a weekend. The murder rate across the country can't compete with what's going on out in Chicago. So don't tell me about gun laws and how it all works, because Chicago's got some of the strictest gun laws there are, and yet their murder rate is through the roof, and yet they do nothing. I don't see BLM out there doing a darn thing in Chicago for anything to help out, to get a situation under control. So this whole woke society is doing nothing but tearing us down and promoting socialism. And for those of you who think socialism is a good idea, you got another thing coming. Wait, for those of you who are in the press and you think you keep pushing that socialist narrative, because I got news for you. Wait till the government comes to you and says, you can't say this, you have to say that. That's when you will realize that you've made a tremendous mistake. Because there are those of us who are out there who understand what it's like to raise your right hand and say, this I will defend. And it doesn't matter what the person next to you, what color they are, what religion they are, and it really doesn't matter what sex they are, as long as they do their job. Those of us who are in the military understand that, and we get it. Those people who are in elected office for 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, look at Joe Biden, 40 years, hasn't done a darn thing, but he was quick to send people off to war. And that man is a racist. He's one of the very few people that actually said the N-word on the Senate floor twice. Can you believe that? And yet this is the guy who's, you know, supposed to be the great healer of this country. I don't see it. So, folks, we need to wake up. That's what I guess they say woke really is. Well, I'm not woke. I've been awakened, and I got news for you. I'm not the only one out there that thinks like this. There are several people that you're not alone. If you're listening to this and you're nodding your head yes, that's right. You're one of those people that flies the American flag in front of your house. You're happy that the police are in your neighborhood. You're glad to see the police are there, and you support the blue. You back the blue because they're the ones who are out there defending your freedom and your rights. That's what we need to do as American citizens. I hope you have a blessed week. Until we talk again, God bless you. I hope you have a good day. I hope you enjoyed the weekend. I hope we have good weather for the rest, you know, for the remaining of this weekend. And then the next week, same thing. The sun's going to come up and it's a new day. God bless you. And have a good day.
95.5 FM.